Credit cards are a big part of our daily lives. For most of us, they're the very first tool we get to use and establish credit. But if you're a new credit card user, there are some common pitfalls that many people don't consider and end up falling into. Fortunately, if you know how to recognize and stop them from happening, you can stay free from the burden credit card debt can bring. Welcome to Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. When you open a credit card, there's a sense of excitement you feel about your new card, and you're ready to go spend right away. But like all tools, you need to be aware of how to properly manage credit cards because there are ways to mistreat them. Credit card pitfalls, if made early on, can have lasting impacts throughout your life. The more you make and don't address right away, the bigger burden your credit card debt could become. If you're trying to establish credit, you want to avoid some of these ways to misuse your card so you don't wind up with poor credit history, large amounts of debt, and the added stress of repaying all that debt with high interest costs associated with all those bills. Here are some of the common credit card pitfalls people fall for. The first one to avoid is the thought that credit is free money, so you can go spend as you please. As much as it feels like you have all this extra cash, you didn't win the lottery. Many new credit card users make the mistake of viewing their credit as free money they get to spend whenever they want, but they forget they have to pay it back. This way of thinking puts you in an uncomfortable position when you receive your bill and realize you don't have enough to cover it. It's way too easy to overspend when you look at your credit this way. Don't view it as free money. Remember, every purchase you make, you'll need to pay it back later. Another mistake to avoid is running a high balance. This means you end up charging so much on your card you've approached your credit limit, if not reached it entirely. This is a problem because it hurts your credit score. New card users tend to think they can max their cards out and there's no harm done as long as they keep paying the bill. But consistently maxing your credit card not only lowers your score, it can also signify to a lender that you have more debt than you can handle. This could severely impact your ability to get a mortgage or other types of loans, and it's important to keep an eye on how much you're charging and how close that amount comes to your limit. A general rule of thumb is to keep your recurring balance below 35% of your limit. If you find yourself regularly hitting your limit or coming really close, you need to make some changes. Either find a way to budget your money better, or if you have a good income, you could request a credit limit increase, which if you get it, will boost your credit score. A third mistake people run into is not tracking their spending. Buying things with credit cards is extremely easy to do, so we tend to pay less attention to the actual cost of what we buy. You may find yourself in the situation where you charge things to your card over the course of the month, then you're shocked when you discover how much you actually spent. When you're new to a credit card, you haven't yet found a way to manage your spending, but it's important you make it a priority right away. Track each purchase and make sure you're budgeting properly for each month. The good news is there are tools out there you can use to make this process easier. You can set up card alerts every time you make a purchase, use a card manager app so you get a snapshot of your card use, and set up card controls to stop yourself from spending too much. If you have a Triangle credit card, we have the TCU Cards app available for you to download and manage your cards right from your phone or tablet. Check out the link in the show notes for more information. Another pitfall people run into is they open as many cards as they can right off the bat. You may have been advised that more credit cards are better because they show you have multiple lines of credit, but be wary of this. Though it's not unwise to strategize and open multiple lines of credit, because that is one way to build it, if you're not organized or comfortable with managing credit cards, trying to manage multiple cards at the same time right away can easily overwhelm you and increase your chances of overspending. Having multiple lines of credit isn't a bad thing. Just make sure you can manage all those lines since you'll be juggling multiple bills each month. Also, keep in mind every time you apply for a new credit card, your score will take a hit. If you plan to open multiple cards, make sure you space out the time between your applications to let your score properly recover before applying for another one. A final pitfall some fall for is forgetting about the bills and paying late. Without proper management, you may forget to pay a bill on time, especially if you're not paying attention to when and how you're getting your bills. This will hurt your credit badly and will cost you extra money and expensive penalty fees. New credit card users may be more likely to miss a payment and suffer the consequences, so don't forget your bills and try to pay each one on time, even if you're just paying the minimum payment. If you have an online banking account, you can set up scheduled payments to make sure that bills get paid on time each month. If you're looking to establish credit for the first time and you're planning to get your first credit card, make sure you steer clear of these common pitfalls. Set up a payment plan, automate them if possible, keep an eye on your spending, and don't overdo it. Pay attention to your balances and your limit, and remember that credit is not free money and will have to be paid back. If you have any other tips that could be helpful to our listeners, let us know at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org. Or look for Triangle on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn to let us know what you think or to share your thoughts. Thanks for listening to today's Money Tip Tuesday, and be sure to check out our other tips and episodes on the Making Money Personal podcast. Have a great day.